2 Kings chapter 14. In the second year of Joash the son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel, Amaziah reigned, the son of Joash, the king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Jehoadin from Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not like David his father. He acted in a similar way to everything his father Joash did. However, the idolatrous raised sites were not removed. The people were still sacrificing and burning incense on the idolatrous raised sites. And it came to pass, as the kingdom became stronger under his control, that he struck down those servants of his who had struck down the king who was his father. But he did not kill the sons of those who struck him down, as it stands written in the book of the law of Moses, whom the Lord commanded, and said, Fathers shall not be put to death on account of their sons, and sons shall not be put to death on account of their fathers, but each person shall die for his own sin. He attacked Edom in the Valley of Salt, defeating 10,000 men, and he captured Selah in the war, and he called it Jokthiel, as it is up to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Joash the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, to say, Come, let us see each other face to face. Then Joash, king of Israel, sent a reply to Amaziah, king of Judah, and said, The thistle which was in Lebanon has sent word to the cedar which was in Lebanon, and said, Give your daughter to be my son's wife. And a wild animal which was in Lebanon passed by and trampled on the thistle. You have thoroughly defeated Edom, but your heart has exalted you. Be honoured and stay at home, for why should you embroil yourself in trouble and fall in war, you and Judah with you? But Amaziah did not heed it, and Joash king of Israel went up, and they looked at each other face to face, he and Amaziah king of Judah, in Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated in confrontation with Israel, and each man fled to his tent. And Joash king of Israel seized Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, in Beth Shemesh, and they went to Jerusalem. And he demolished the wall of Jerusalem at the gate of Ephraim as far as the corner gate, 400 cubits of wall. And he took all the gold and the silver and all the equipment which were present in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house. And he took hostages and returned to Samaria. And the rest of the exploits of Joash which he undertook, and his bravery and the fact that he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash lay with his fathers, and he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And Jeroboam his son reigned in his place. And Amaziah the son of Joash, the king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Joash the son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel. And the rest of the affairs of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? But they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent forces after him to Lachish, and they killed him there. And they bore him on horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and they made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He built Elath, and he restored it to Judah after the previous king had lain with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah the son of Joash, the king of Judah, Jeroboam the son of Joash, the king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and was so for 41 years. And he did evil in the Lord's sight, and he did not depart from any of the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from the access to Hamath to the Dead Sea, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spoke through the intermediacy of his servant Jonah the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath Hepher. For the Lord had seen that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, unceasingly and unremittingly, and there was no one helping Israel. And the Lord had not said that he would wipe the name of Israel out from under heaven, and he saved them through the agency of Jeroboam the son of Joash. and the rest of the affairs of Jeroboam, and everything he did, and his bravery with which he fought, and the fact that he restored Damascus and Hamath of Judah to Israel, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jeroboam lay with his fathers, with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah his son reigned in place of him.